Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Arthur Motes in studio with us today, as he is every Tuesday, presented by Legacy Medical Centers. We're the PM team, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, presented by the Schaaf & Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. No commercial break here. We're just going to keep it rolling. Steelers at the bye week. What's Mike Tomlin like to say? This is like the time they do global. We look at ourselves globally, like they look at big picture stuff.
This is normally when the DJ comes out, when you see remote control vehicles going through practice.
But when the point is, the players leave, but the coaches are kind of taking a big picture look at where they are, what they're doing well, what they're not doing well.
This is the time
you
paint with a broad brush.
Paint red.
Heard that before.
Barns. This is a good time to get caught up on your barn.
Of all of his cliches, Tomlin's cliches, which one actually made you laugh, and which one, every time he said it, were you just grinding your teeth because you were so sick of hearing it?
Oh, man.
You're going to put him on the spot like that?
I know.
Because I think Arthur is the kind of guy who will give us an honest answer, because I know there's one in there, especially on the, coach, are you saying it again?
Off the top of my head, it's hard to remember.
When he said the standard is the standard, you guys might have been like, yeah, that is an important message, but that had to get old.
I will say with that one, because I don't like to call that a Tomlinism, though. I feel like that's just like...
Is that an NFLism?
No, I thought that was just like the Steelers in general, because, you know, it's on the signs at the stadium, so I just figure like that's been here before time, or at least before my time. But that does get a little bit old when you're like, hey, I understand the standard is the standard, but this guy is not as good as this guy.
All right, okay? Which one have you used on your kids?
Oh, I use the standard as a standard. I use, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen. That's my go-to. I'm like, so why would you just let your little brother do that? I mean, are you coaching that? No, Dad. So you're allowing it to happen? And no, I would never allow. Like, so which one is it? Like, either fix the problem. Like, you're either part of the problem, you're part of the solution. Such, which one is it?
Such is life in the Motes household.
You know? I like to have, you know, competition in the Motes household. The same way you don't want complacency on your roster as a football team, you can't have complacency in the house. I need you to step up. I need you to get A's. If you're not getting A's, I might have to adopt somebody. You never know.
If your kids have red crayons, you color that barn red.
Speaking of red, man. Chris has got a red pen over there like a teacher, like his mom. Just an all-time great local English teacher.
I think she's the best in the area. I think that's a fair assessment of her English teaching.
And she's probably listening right now.
Well, she has my vote, too.
She'll text me in the middle of the show.
And correct your grammar.
Yeah, correct my grammar.
Wow.
Which is fun.
Okay, so take out your red pen and give Mike Tomlin a grade on this season.
C minus.
Wow.
Well, here's why. We're finding out that they've played New England. We all put that in as a loss. They played Cincinnati, and once we saw Cincinnati for a couple games, we all pretty much put that in as a win.
After you saw the Steelers play Cincinnati,
you predicted the Bengals to win that
exactly.
game, by the
Do
way.
Exactly. Do not try to change it up now. Stop it.
Good memory. That works in his favor, though, for my grading. Baltimore, he coached a really good game after the first 10 minutes. They came out flat, put themselves behind the eight ball there.
Their quarterback got knocked out of the game.
I know, and Duck came in and played better. So, and Juju fumbled. But they aren't in those dire straits if they don't play such a flat early on portion of that game. And then I look at the, not the Seahawks game, but I look at the 49ers game and say, you force five turnovers and your team is so inept that they cannot find a way to win that football game offensively. That one goes on the head coach to some degree too. If they were even 3-3, he would already jump pretty much a full letter grade up to B minus for me.
You're saying if they were at 3-3, as if those games that you just named, literally one or two plays here, and they are 3-3, if not better.
The Baltimore game, I'm not going to give him high marks for, because I thought they came out so poorly in that game. It was a reflection of him. They had the ill-advised Wildcat stuff. 3-3, they would be, by definition, a C grade, because that is average. But he would be doing a better than average job.
But you're leaving out the most fundamental part of losing your franchise quarterback.
All right, so what are you giving him, Arthur? An A plus?
I'm giving him a B plus. Absolutely.
All right, I'm writing it down.
Have you
for
seen
B plus.
How he's? Hey, listen, every week you come in here, you don't want to give him credit. You talk about he's a defensive minded coach, but when the defense balls out, you don't want to give him credit. You say, oh, it's Dunbar, or it's this guy, it's that guy. He's a defensive minded coach. This defense is balling out, is it not? We talk about, hey, can he develop players? What does Devin Bush look like? We're having conversations about him potentially being Defensive Rookie of the Year. These are the type of conversations.
Well, that's more
on.
Jerry Olsafsky's.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it, man.
Do you know what Greg Pony's giving him? He's giving him a W for Washington. Please trade for him.
I'll save my grade for last.
I'm going with B. He started with an F, and he has brought up that grade drastically since week one. I mean, you have to grade him on a curve because of the injuries.
Which are,
so that's what I'm saying. Like if a C is 3-3, I think he's got a curve.
No, I think a B minus is 3-3. It's better if you think that C is totally average, win as many as you lose. I think 3-3 for him would be better than average on the Ben Roethlisberger is injured curve.
But you're just saying as if it was just Ben. This team, let's see, they're starting safety at the beginning of the season. Sean Davis, he's
well,
out.
That was a blessing in
disguise. Minka. Okay, true. What you bring in Minka, great. But then you lose, like I said, Big Ben. Then you lose Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jalen Samuels is down. James Washington has been down. Let's see who else is on the injured list.
Connor's been in and out.
In and out. Okay, Mark Barron's missed a game now. Oh, Stephon Tuitt, he's out for the season now. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
I just thought of a really mean thing to say, but I'm going to actually back pocket it for one. Not to you, but about guys on the roster that are healthy.
I'm going
to
save my grade for last. Craig Riley's going to chime in here. He's usually grading Clint Hurdle on a curve. He gave him a B plus for this Pirate season.
Wait, so you actually did?
Very charitable grader.
No, not even close.
You gave him an F for fired, right?
I didn't hear that kind of criticism on the NASCO preview and post game show.
Oh, Clint Hurdle?
I heard very
down the middle.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that when it came to Hurdle.
Okay, so give me a Tomlin grade.
Tomlin's at best a C minus.
At best?
Wow. Well, Craig's like a low-key Andrew Jr. with the
I didn't even want Mike Tomlin back this year, so that's the curve I grade him on.
You and Andrew have both been talking about him as a coach that should have been fired immediately after the Jacksonville playoff loss. So.
Okay, so I save my grade for last.
This is not going to be any better than a D.
That's exactly what I'm giving Tomlin a D.
I knew it.
Wow. And I'm giving Tomlin a D because despite some of the extenuating circumstances that you guys laid out and described, I think with above average coaching, this team is 5-1. And talk me out of it. Situational coaching. Situational coaching. Let's go to Baltimore for a second. How about the end of the first half?
Okay.
Chris didn't even mention that in the way they started the game.
Yeah, use the timeout.
We're in the shadow of our own end zone. Let's have our second string running back roll out and throw a pass. My God, that was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my entire life of watching football.
But you loved it the week prior to that when they were running it while having success.
And I gave them, but that is part of good coaching. Hold on. Follow me here. Bill Belichick's Patriots are not the same team week to week. They design a game plan for the opponent. The Bengals had poor linebackers. They knew that they could go laterally and beat them with their speed, so they brought out the Wildcat.
Very smart.
Next week, the Ravens practice against a Wildcat offense pretty much every day because that's what they run. They've run a college offense with Lamar Jackson and those guys.
Okay.
And you're going to try to beat them at their own game? Come on! That was dumb with a capital D, and that's why I'm giving him a D.
So, by that logic, though, then the Wildcat itself, bringing that out is an A-plus for that.
Right.
For the Bengals game, yes.
That's an A-plus.
I gave Tomlin a good grade for Cincinnati, but that's just one game, Jeff, against a team that still doesn't have a win.
So, I'm trying to figure out how you come to this D.
If Mike Munchak was coaching this team, they'd be 5-1.
Apparently.
Do you think that?
Well, hold on a second. Did I give you you disagree with that premise that with above average coaching, this team could be 5-1?
I don't know if I'd give them the Seattle game. I'd give them 2, which would put them at 4-2.
With D minus coaching, as you described, they could be 5-1.
I said D.
I mean, they're a play away in each of those other games from being 5-1.
Absolutely. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Where does this come from?
He gets an F for New England. They tiptoed in there.
I agree. 100%. New England was terrible. Terrible. But you can't go and say Seattle after losing your franchise quarterback. Oh, San Fran on the road.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
What does the Seattle game and losing Ben have to do with giving up 21 second half points? And when you've got Russell Wilson on what, 3rd and 13,
uh-huh.
you let him pick up 12, which allows them to go for it on 4th down. One of the misnomers about the Steelers defense so far, although it has been significantly better the last couple of weeks, they are still 15th in total defense and 12th in scoring defense.
Well, they got off to a very slow start.
And that goes into my grade.
But if they got off to a slow start and you've seen them monumentally look better these past couple of weeks.
Tomlin's gone from an F to a D in the last 2 weeks.
I'm glad you're not my teacher. Golly.
In 2 out of the last 3 weeks. Bengals and Chargers.
This is crazy.
I don't think Tomlin gets let off the hook in the Ravens game. Do you? Not at all.
Here's the thing about football. If you want to be charitable to him, if you are predisposed to being charitable to Mike Tomlin, you can look at the Ravens game. You say if Juju doesn't fumble, his poor coaching early on and his end of the half butchery aside of that timeout, they win. Because Duck looked like he was taking them down the field to a field goal. You look at the San Francisco game.
Yep.
Now, this is being charitable. My letter grade is a half letter grade or a third letter grade above Pony, so I'm more towards him than I am towards anybody else here. If you look at that Niners game, you say if James Conner doesn't fumble, there is a very not as good of a chance in that Ravens game, but there is still a very good chance they make enough plays to win that game 20-17. So if you want to be charitable to Mike Tomlin, you can say two turnovers that really... I don't know how much I can put a fumble on a coach.
We're not in the business of being charitable.
It's not on the coach.
Well, we're in the business of being objective.
Fumbling That's why I said C-.
Fumbling is not on coaches. That's on players.
If I told Mike Tomlin before the San Francisco game, your defense is going to get you 5 takeaways,
mm-hmm.
what percentage of the time should you win that game? What is his answer?
100.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So he has to get a bad grade for that game.
But also put into this equation that, hey, we're also going to take your young quarterback, first start on the road versus
the first round grade.
Apparently a first round grade. Yes, that's fine. On the road versus an undefeated San Francisco team that is actually really good.
They did not play like an undefeated team that
but
day.
But are they undefeated, yes or no?
Yes, but did they look good in that game?
Defensively, they looked great.
Defensively, they did.
Defensively, they looked great. Offensively was malpractice, but defensively, they were great.
May I interject a thought here?
No.
Please.
The standard is the standard according to the man himself. No excuses can be made. There is no grading on curves.
How
the
do you
standard
you
is the
go?
Standard.
I like how y'all use different things to just make your argument sound
better.
We're not
using different things.
I'm going to go to here. I'm going to use this right here. Let me twist that up a little bit.
Arthur, welcome to Sports Talk.
Like, this is crazy.
You have unlocked the treasure chest.
Wow.
You unlocked the treasure chest, and this is exactly what comes out.
We are not using a random thing. We are using the man's creed, as he called
it. If this is any other team, and their franchise quarterback goes down, and they're down to their third, technically their fourth quarterback, because they traded away Josh Dobbs. Any other team, you guys are not grading them like that. If you're seeing any other team whose defense is tired because for how many games has this offense not been able to sustain drives, not been able to have a positive third down percentage, you would not be talking like that. This is crazy. This is...
You know, I feel like this is Arthur.
Personal vendetta.
I feel like this is Arthur. If this was like a movie where a guy learns kung fu, like the sensei goes, "Now you have fully finished as a sports radio host," and Arthur goes, "I see."
This
Listen,
is crazy.
My car doesn't have a rear view mirror, so none of those games matter. The Steelers are 0-0.
Thank you. I love it. And no eyelids. I don't blink.
So ultimately, Pony and I are pretty close to, you know, the same here. I'm choosing to be a little bit kinder to Mike Tomlin.
That's because Pony's a Mike Tomlin hater and you're a Browns lover. So that's why y'all just make the perfect combination.
How about Craig? What is he then?
Well, he's a Cincinnati guy. That's what he is.
He's a Cincinnati. No, that Cincinnati guy used to work on this show.
He's pulling for Terry Smith. To be the head coach. Very good.
All right.
He's pulling for Terry Smith. I didn't even catch that one at first.
So to wrap things up, Arthur Motes, B+. Man, I'd love to have you as a teacher. Jeff has a B for Tomlin.
When you guys went to school, was it 90 to 100 was an A? Because at Catholic school, it's 93 to 100.
We were 94 to 100 was an A.
Oh, okay, so you did have to go to that. Oh, yeah, that's tough.
In my school, an athlete 60 or higher, that was an A.
Pat, it was just
40 to 60 was a B, and anything else was a C.
Pass, fail.
I'm just curious, Arthur.
Can you pass? Then you don't
fail. If Mike Tomlin gets a B+ at 2-4, what does Kyle Shanahan get right now? Is there even a letter in the alphabet to describe the job he's doing with San Francisco to have them undefeated?
Hey, Kyle Shanahan has been balling out over there on the West Coast, and especially with Jimmy Garoppolo as his quarterback.
There's only one grade difference between Tomlin and...
I do because Shanahan? He doesn't have the same type of adversity that the Steelers have faced this year.
He's got Jimmy G as a quarterback. That, he's not exactly Joe Montana.
That's $100 million Jimmy G.
Would you rather have Jimmy G than Mason R or Duck H?
Yes.
Well, so is it the coach at all, or is it the fact that the difference between San Fran this year and last is Jimmy G?
Mm. Nick Bosa has a thing to do with that, too.
I agree.
Unfortunately.
He hit you with the Ohio State trump card there, Jeff.
He did. Oh, I'm going to go plant my flag somewhere else.
Speaking of which, is Baker Mayfield the worst starting quarterback in the NFL? That's next. FanDuel sending over updated AFC North odds. We'll give you those in a few minutes. Also, everybody today is writing the same thing. If you want Duck Hodges at quarterback, you're nuts. And I guess that makes Chris and I clinically insane. We'll get Arthur Motes' take a little bit later on. Is Baker Mayfield the worst starting quarterback in the NFL? When I say that, please don't include like what Miami is doing because they're going back and forth on guys. I mean just entrenched starting quarterback. Guys that are not just in because of injury, but legitimate starting quarterbacks. Is Baker Mayfield the worst one in the NFL?
For me, it's hard for me to say he's the worst. I don't think he's the worst. I think off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of other guys right now. It's hard to do that.
Would you rather have Jameis Winston or Baker Mayfield?
See, now this is my issue. Which Jameis am I getting? Because Jameis, one minute he looks great, one minute he looks like he needs to be playing at South Fayette. And that's my issue.
Hey, they've pumped out some pretty good quarterbacks.
They have, but all I'm saying is, if I had to pick...
Well, can I say that? Which Baker do I get, the guy who set the rookie touchdown record?
Right.
But that's last year, Chris. How is that relevant to now?
He's asking, I assume that his question about Jameis Winston isn't limited to this year's Jameis. It's limited to whole career Jameis.
If you were the Bucks, would you trade Jameis Winston for Baker Mayfield if it was offered to you?
I think I would. I think Baker does a better job.
Okay, so then in your opinion, he's not the worst starting quarterback.
Yeah, he can't be the worst.
He's not even
close. But I still think about Mariota. I think Mariota is worse.
Well, he's lost his job.
He's not even close to the worst quarterback in football, starting entrenched starter. He's better than Jared Goff right now, who sucks.
Actually, the numbers would suggest that he's not, Chris. Goff, 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Are you watching the games, though?
No, no.
How many of Mayfield's interceptions have gone off wide receivers' hands?
Exactly. Okay, that's my part.
Let's be nice to Baker and say 2 of them have. That means he's still 5 touchdowns, 9 Baker Mayfield interceptions.
It's been more than 2, though.
It's been more than
I think it's been at least like 4 or 5.
What is this? Is the Zapruder film for you? You're going back and watching?
This is actually like a cogent argument, is what this is. I watch the games that they play. His receivers are all Dante Moncrief to varying degrees.
Hey, Dante Moncrief had a catch last week, man.
So now you think Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry are like Dante Moncrief?
Jarvis Landry ripped himself after the last game for the performance he put on. Antonio Callaway turned a possible touchdown in a 14-10 game at that point into a going-the-other-way drive for 21-3. The ball hit him in the freaking hands.
If the Browns said, we made a mistake with Mayfield, he's an idiot. Steelers, we know you don't have your first-round pick in 2020. Will you trade us your 2021 first-round pick
for
Baker
Mayfield?
Dude, I'd
sign in blood for that.
Yeah, you're the only person in this room who would do that.
I'm not going that far.
I would do that.
So you still see greatness in him?
Yes.
You still think he could be a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Yes.
A Hall of Fame quarterback?
Chris, he's 5 touchdowns to 11 interceptions. He's beaten one winning team in his career. One, the Ravens. That's it. And it was Nick Chubb who did that. If you want to really get down to the details... That was a Nick Chubb game, a Baker Mayfield game.
Well, so still a Hall of Famer, you scoff. Let's look at a possible Hall of Famer who in his third season in the NFL went 7-8 as a starter, threw 18 touchdowns, but led the league with 23. Oh, wait, I'm just reading Ben Roethlisberger's career numbers.
Oh, by then he had already won a Super Bowl and been
on the back of a great
game.
Defense, yes.
So he was just a pure game manager, Ben. He was basically Mason Rudolph back in 04 and 05.
If Baker Mayfield last year took over a Browns team that was as good as the one that the Steelers team that Roethlisberger stepped onto, he might have had a Super Bowl appearance.
You're on something right now.
I can't go with you on that one now.
I'm not looking for anybody to go with me. I'm used to being on an island here.
So Sam Darnold or Baker?
Baker.
Gardner Minshew or Baker?
Darnold is nice. Did you see the Sam Darnold's impact? What?
Matthew Stafford.
I called the Jets to win that
Matthew
game,
Matthew Stafford
the way.
Or Baker?
I'd still take Baker.
Carson Wentz or Baker?
Baker.
Are you all right? He messing with us.
Deshaun Watson or Baker?
Watson.
Mahomes or Baker?
Mahomes. Are you going to insult my intelligence?
Russell
now?
Wilson.
Wilson.
Dak Prescott.
Baker.
I agree, Baker.
Garoppolo.
Still Baker, because I'm not sure, but I'm leaning sort of towards Garoppolo.
2019, Tom Brady or Baker?
Brady.
Okay. Drew Brees or Baker?
Drew Brees is injured right now.
Lamar Jackson or Baker?
Baker.
Okay.
Want to keep this going?
Kyle Allen or Baker?
Baker.
Kirk Cousins.
I still haven't backed off them to win the division, so naturally I'm going to pick them over all but the league.
Daniel
best.
Jones or Baker?
Baker.
Hey, man, I love how you committed to this thing, man. And Baker, you trust. You're always feeling
Aaron
dangerous
Rodgers
with
or Baker.
Baker.
Let me tell you right now.
Aaron Rodgers
Aaron
or
Rodgers.
Baker.
Aaron Rodgers. Okay. If he was throwing dog interceptions here,
true. He's
nobody.
Done a lot of those.
If he was, I'll just address this only to Arthur. If he was only throwing, I'm actually looking at Arthur in the studio only. I'm
it's a very intimate setting here, man.
Like theater of the mind. If he was only throwing, though, dog interceptions where there was no Browns receiver around, I would feel differently.
Right.
I have seen so many passes that if they weren't perfect, and I've criticized him on Twitter for this, he's thrown a couple like slightly behind guys, but he's also thrown them in places where the receiver, I would think, would tell you, I have to catch that football.
If you're an NFL receiver and it hits your hands, you should catch the ball, period.
If he was throwing the ball to nowhere, I would feel much differently about this. But he's not. He's putting the ball on target well enough that guys should be making plays, and they are not. And not only are they not making plays, they're getting just enough of the football to make it a turnover bomb.
Oh, man.
That's the difference. That's what I'm watching.
Now,
again, love Pro Football Focus because they will grade like
well,
throws
where are they
that
grading him right now.
They graded him as a he has had one bad game this
so
year.
So what is he, top 10 quarterback according to them? Top 20?
Here, if I go by position,
Hall
he's top 15, I think. Hall of Fame bound.
That's what you said, not me.
You said still Hall of Fame bound. I said I'd still put him there.
Yes.
And then I cited Ben Roethlisberger's miserable third season in the league. And your response was, which really, for the Hall of Fame, I get it. It starts you on a right track. You have a Super Bowl win. But he had a terrible third season in the league, and nobody said, well, Ben is done.
I mean, he also had, he almost died in a motorcycle accident, and his coach had one foot out the door.
Okay.
Those are two, if you're going to tell me about drops, I got to tell you about some pretty adverse situations.
I mean, my God, if you're in Baker Mayfield's offensive line, it might as well be like getting into a car crash for him every game.
Do you remember Ben's offensive line in 2006?
Well, Ben was a
Chris
little bit more
mobile. Chris Kimoyatu started.
I say Ben's line didn't get good until around, what, 13, 14?
All right, last one for Arthur. Baker Mayfield is a top blank quarterback in the NFL.
Top 20.
Okay.
They have him 16th right now at Pro Football Focus, just so you know.
So below average.
I think that's the definition of average if there's 32.
Is the definition of average Hall of Fame bound?
Ooh. Well, he's one season in.
You said C-minus for Coach Tomlin?
Yeah.
What are you giving Baker?
I'm giving Baker a D+. What are you giving him?
Probably about that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he still is a byproduct. They're 2-4, and he was the guy talking a big game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so whether his receivers
directly
are
impacted all these games, right? I mean, if he was blown out,
I mean, he threw some seeds against the Seahawks, some unbelievable passes, but they lost the game.
This will be a good segue to our next conversation. The updated AFC North odds are out.
Baker.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. It's the PM team.
It was huge, man, for guys to catch the ball and for us to, you know, dump the ball down to Connor. It just gives us a lot of confidence. I was telling guys earlier, man, the offense finally looked like it was pretty good, man. Whenever you convert third downs and you stay on the field and you're pushing down, man, we'll give a lot of you guys good things to talk about.
We're brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Rambler, ShorkeyNorthHills.com. Marquise Pouncey there. With Arthur Motes in studio, former Pouncey teammate. Maybe the tough love the defense showed guys like Juju and James Conner was beneficial. Toughened them up, motivated them in LA. Did you have any problem with what Cam Kelly and Marcus Allen did last week?
Not at all. If you're in practice and it's a live period and we got pads on, what you expect? You're not supposed to go soft as a defender. You say, hey, if the roles reverse, would you blast me? Absolutely. So don't think it should be any different regardless of who the players are that got hit. If you're out there, padded practice, you're in pads for a reason.
Isn't that, though, I think, like, all the writing was that it is something that Tomlin calls that day of the week a keep it off the ground or keep him off the ground practice. Like, he doesn't
No, no, no.
Want...
Keep it off the ground in terms of you hit somebody, don't wrap them up and tackle them.
Okay, so.
But to just thud somebody, anybody can get knocked down being thud if you're not protecting yourself. I can hit you right now without wrapping you up at all.
Yeah, you could just hit me and I'd fall over. You don't really have to have conditions.
Can I pay to see that?
But just in theory.
Please?
Like, it happens in practice. It's called, like, a thud period. You hit them. And you get in position, everything is full speed, except you're not wrapping them up and taking them to the ground. So if I hit you and you fall, that's on you. That's not on me.
This sounds like, though, what happened in this was much more than a thud. This was a message.
Well, this is the thing.
This was bad Cam Hayward.
As a defender, when you're already pissed because the season's not going how you want it to go, you're already pissed that you have to carry pads during the week. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, if you put me in pads, we would say this all the time. Okay, if you're going to put us in pads, understand what you're opening up. Because we're mad that we're out here in pads. We're mad that we're not winning. We're gonna hit somebody. And hey, it just happened that it happened to be Juju. It happened to be James. If you didn't want him hit, don't put him out there in practice.
I mean, it looked like James was taking special initiative based on that. Forced a bunch of missed tackles. Might have been imagining, you know, his teammates out there when he was trying to run through people.
Whatever it takes to get the guys going, I'm all for it. That just goes to show that Coach Tomlin is one of those great motivators. I'm sure Pony would agree with me right there because
he has to call that in, right? He's definitely the one calling that in.
Oh, I gave Tomlin high marks for
because Marcus
that
Allen is off the team episode. If he does that by himself.
Or kicked out
question
of practice.
Yeah, no question. If you're not in pads or if it's not a designated, like, we're hitting period, you don't hit nobody like that. But if it's, especially early in practice, he'll tell you, hey, even if we're not live, hey, thud. Hit him, thud. Absolutely. That's a part of it. Because if you don't go full speed as a defender, you create bad habits, but you also open yourself up to potential injury anyways. So if we're putting the pads on, you're putting the pads on so you can go full speed.
With a purpose.
Right, it's with a purpose. So you can sharpen your skill, things that you can't typically do when you don't have pads on, you're able to do with pads on.
Okay, here are the updated AFC North odds from FanDuel. Ravens, the favorites to win the division, minus 195. So that means you would have to bet $195 to win 100. Browns, plus 310. A $100 bet on the Browns would win you $310.
All right, okay.
Steelers becoming a Browns fan.
Steelers plus 440. A $100 bet on Pittsburgh would win you $440.
I like those odds.
What is the best bet from that bunch?
Still think it's Cleveland.
Oh gosh.
I mean,
even with the Pittsburgh having better odds or longer odds, bigger payout, and you have come on the air here repeatedly and said that the Steelers have a good chance of sweeping the Browns because it's a matchup problem for Cleveland.
Cleveland still has more talent, specifically on offense. Maybe not on defense where the Steelers are rounding into form, but I know they have the best quarterback of the three we're talking about here, Mayfield, Rudolph, and Duck.
Fair enough.
Eligible quarterbacks. And I still am holding out hope, faith, whatever, just because I want to be right, that they get it together, get the ball out quickly, and do what they did against the Seahawks to start that game.
So the coach
regularly.
Will get a clue. He'll, just during clue. This bye week, he'll.
Yeah. Say, when do you give that coach?
Freddie Kitchens gets a cue.
He gets an
okay,
yeah, he's
okay.
He's terrible. I think he's a huge part of the problem, too.
I think he's been the worst coach in the NFL this
year.
Here's
why I think the Ravens is such an odd number to hear. They have, as you pointed out yesterday, as I pointed out yesterday, an absolute meat grinder of a schedule coming up. They are 4-2 and very realistically could be 5-7. They have in their next six games one game that I would say you definitively mark down as a win. The rest are question marks or worse. They will very likely be 4-4 after their next two because it's Seattle in Seattle playing the best quarterback in football, and they have a bad secondary, the Ravens that is. That just took another hit today with a guy out for the year. And they get the Patriots, who are going to stomp a mud hole in them. So I can see this, if the Browns can even slightly orient themselves now that they're out of the brutal portion of their schedule back towards anything like they were for stretches last year, I could see this being a situation where they climb and crawl back into it.
Steelers bet is by far
the best. I was about to say, it's not even close, man. Pittsburgh has the very favorable schedule going forward. Going to play Cincy again. I personally thought they should have beat the Ravens, but, you know, things didn't work out how they supposed to. Cool. Still good to see those guys again. Well,
the Steelers are the best bet, basically, if you think that they're going to be able to either split with the Browns or, more importantly, like take two out of two there.
See, I think they sweep the Browns because the Browns' O-line is terrible. And regardless of how much talent they have at the receiver position or even at the running back position, they can't protect those guys. They can't block for those guys.
Here's why it's the best bet. Because even if you just look at it 2 weeks from now, the Ravens will be 4-3. They'll lose at Seattle. Then they've got a bye week. The Browns will be 2-5 because they've got a bye week. Then they'll lose to New England. Mm-hmm. The Steelers will be 3-4. They're going to have a bye week. Then they're going to beat Miami. Mm-hmm. So right now, as of this second, the Browns are ahead of the Ravens. 2 weeks from now, that will not be the case. They will be second on that list because they'll have second place all to themselves. So you're now agreeing with that, Chris. You should bet the Steelers.
He can't say it. You know that. His inner Brown won't let it come out.
His inner Brown! It's not even that far in. He wore a Baker Mayfield sweatshirt just yesterday. Arthur.
Arthur, you know this. You're a parent. Three times over. Sometimes you put on whatever you find in the closet in the morning.
Correct.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, Route 19 in the South Hills. High of 68 today, a low in the 40s. Coming up next, everybody's writing that Mason Rudolph should go in over Devlin Hodges, that all of us out there, the Duck believers, me, Chris, we need to give up that dream. Does Arthur agree with us or with the curmudgeonly critics, Bouchette and Cook? It's the PM team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.